Welcome to Daily Worship today. My name is Kevin Williams. I'm here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. Thank you for choosing to be with us today. And my prayer for this time of worship and the Word, my prayer for this time is that it would direct our attention and our affections upon the Bridegroom, that our gaze would be upon Him today, and that this would serve as a catalyst to that. I want to start this morning with just a theme that we see in all of Scripture, and this recurs over and over and over again, about the mystery of God. You know, Matt Redman, in his book, Face Down, he says it in this way. He talks about the otherness of God. You know, it's amazing to think about how much that there is to the Lord that we don't even begin to understand. And as we come to face with this reality, when we go through things in our life and things that we don't understand about the Lord, this causes us, or hopefully causes us, to cry out to the Lord, that we want to know more of Him, that we're desperate to know more of Him. In Romans 11, Paul tries to understand and explain the plan of God for the Jewish people. And after going through chapters and chapters of just explaining just deep theology and explaining these things to the readers in Romans, he concludes with this. We find this in Romans 11 in verse 33 through 36. This is a prayer of praise. After everything is said and done, these are the words that Paul gives. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments, and how untraceable are His ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been His counselor, or who has given a gift to Him that He might be repaid? For from Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be glory forever. Amen. You know, somebody with the intelligence and Paul's education, they would want to tirelessly pore over and struggle to understand the ways of God. You know, I'm sure as a student of the law, Paul knew the meaning and the context, the background that probably about anything that could be thrown at him. He knew the Scriptures, but he couldn't even begin to scratch the surface of the mystery of Christ. Now, Matthew Henry says this about Paul's statement in Romans 11. He says, the Apostle Paul knew the mysteries of the kingdom of God as well as ever any man, yet he confesses himself at a loss. And despairing to find the bottom, he humbly sits down at the brink and adores the depth. I'm so thankful this morning for the depth of God. There are times that my mind wants to understand everything, but the reality is that I can't. The Lord gives me enough to cause me to cry out for more of Him. What an incredible thought to think that we will never reach the bottom. And for this reason, let us take time away sometimes from our striving to understand. You know, we can simply fall down at His feet and cry, holy. You know, in doing this, we can partake of the richness of Him. Let's partake of the richness of the mystery of Christ today. With the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of our God. Lord, thank You that You are high above. Lord, thank You that You hold us together. Lord, that even in the midst of our lack of understanding and our trying to understand Your ways, Lord, in that way, Lord, we will give You our worship and our praise, Lord, because You are higher than all. You are higher than us. Lord, may we seek Your face today and depend on You in everything. Thank you. understand your ways. I'll give you my soul. Oh, but I will give you my soul. I give you all of my praise. You hold on to all my pain, and with it you are pulling me closer, pulling me into your ways. Yes, Lord, around every corner and up every mountain, I'm not looking for crowns or the water from fountains. I'm desperate and seeking, frantic believing that the sight of your face is all that I'm needing. I will say to you, Lord, it's gonna be worth it. It's gonna be worth it. It's gonna be worth it all. I believe this, yes. It's gonna be worth it. It's gonna be worth it. It's gonna be worth it all. I don't understand your ways. Oh, but I will give you my soul. Oh, Lord, I'll give you all of my praise. All my praise. You hold on to all my pain. Oh, and with it you are pulling me closer, pulling me into your ways. Around every corner and up every mountain, I'm not looking for crowns or the water from fountains. I'm desperate and seeking, frantic believing that the sight of your face is all that I'm needing. I will say to you, Lord, it's gonna be worth it. It's gonna be worth it. It's gonna be worth it all. I believe this, oh, it's gonna be worth it. It's gonna be worth it. It's gonna be worth it all. Oh, yes. It's gonna be worth it. It's gonna be worth it. It's gonna be worth it all. I believe this. It's gonna be worth it. It's gonna be worth it. Gonna be worth it all. I don't understand your ways. We'll give you our song, Lord. Give you all of our praise. We'll give you our song. Offer it unto you, Lord. I'm giving you my heart. Sing this out. I'm giving you my heart and all that is within. I lay it all down for the sake of you, my dreams. I'm laying down my rights. I'm giving up my pride for the promise of new life. And Lord, today we want to be lost, Lord, in the riches and the depth of you. Lord, even though we know that we will never find the end, Lord, of your knowledge and your riches, Lord, show yourself to us in abundance. Lord, overwhelm us. Oh, Lord, speak the words by your Spirit. Lord, we are hungry for the things of you today. Lord, we declare that you are high above anything that we could comprehend. Lord, and we're so thankful. Thank you for being a God that we will never reach the end of. Lord, but that you have so much to show us. Today, Jesus. Lord, we rest in your mystery today. We love you, Jesus. We love you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.